something very important going on.
Huh? Does this sign mean for the underwater part of the park, too?
Everything.
But why are they closing the park, Pop?
Well, if Dr. Simmons had showed up, I could answer that. Right now, I don't know, son. It was an emergency order, right out of Washington.
Then it must be something serious.
It's real serious.
You think it has anything to do with the man you're meeting at the lagoon?
Well, I don't know. Could be. It's part of the same emergency order. Sign of a boat anywhere.
Pa, can we go in the water?
Well, Sandy, you know the park's closed.
But you're right here with us.
All right, let's stay inside the lagoon.
Pa said we could go swimming.
Oh, boy!
Thank you.
But we did see a sub, Pa.
A nuclear sub.
A sub? Here? You boys must be... Dr. Rothwell, what are these kids doing here? These waters are supposed to be closed to everybody.
They're not park visitors, they're my sons.
I don't care whose sons they are. The quicker you get them out of here, the better it'll be for you.
Doctor, where I go, my boys go. Now, right now, that means right here.
You have a carton for me?
Get it for him, Sandy.
Where's Dr. Simmons? You're supposed to bring him with you.
Plane trouble, he won't be in until tomorrow. Here you are, Doctor. Just sign this. Then I can get on about my business, and you can get on about yours.
Now, just a minute. If I see those two boys in the water again, Chief Ranger or not, you'll be on suspension by the end of the day.
Doctor, some very good advice. You just climb back into that sardine can of yours and roll up the lid.
You mean to say you're deliberately exposing your own boys to...
Exposing them to what?
To what? You don't know?
No, I don't know. Dr. Simmons was supposed to brief me.
I'm sorry. I'm an ichthyotoxicologist. Big word. You know what it means?
Yes, it's a specialist in poisonous fish.
You had a death here last week. A fellow who was brought up unconscious when he was diving in the underwater part of the park.
That's true. What about it?
The autopsy indicated that he pricked his finger on one of the spines of a scorpion fish.
Scorpion fish?
Spines that are like hypodermic needles, filled with venom, deadly as a cobra.
I know. No wonder you blew up when you saw my boys. There haven't been any scorpion fish in this area for years.
Well, if they have come back, we can get rid of them. But first, we have to be sure.
Now, wait a minute. This is a two-man sub. You're one man short.
I'll manage.
You'll be back when?
Back here by 1:30.
All right, you've got till exactly 1:30. No more swimming today, boys. Sorry, Flipper. Maybe you ought to come out of the water, too. Emergency order. No exceptions. That's pretty good. Come on, boys. Let's give Grandma a hand.
Help yourself, Bud. You too, Sandy. There's some for everybody but your dad.
Then we won't have any either.
Well, I've been trying for weeks to get him to come to dinner. And if he won't come to dinner, he can't have lunch.
Well, it's only because I've been busy. Come on, boys. You can nibble on the way down.
Why do you call her Grandma? She doesn't look like a grandma to me.
Thank you, Sandy.
Well, she's the nearest thing I know to Grandma Moses.
Who's that?
Don't you know that? She parted the Red Sea.
First, I'm going to take a thorough look around out there.
Now, if I decide to call for a full-scale search, I want Coast Guard helicopters in a hurry. You put them on standby right now.
On standby, sir.
Correct. If he is in trouble, he hasn't got much time left.
We'll get on it, sir.
Roger and out.
You're all set, Pop.
Thanks, Sandy. You stay by the radio, right?
Okay.
Yes, Bud.
You go up and down the beach away. If you see anything unusual, come back and tell Sandy, okay?
Okay. Come on, Sprite. Come on.
Thank you.
Sorry, Flipper. I can't play with you now. I didn't see anything.
Pa hasn't either. Not now, Flipper. I'm busy. But this bottle is from the sub. How did it get here?
I don't know. Flipper had it.
Poppy will see this right away. Pa! Hey, Pa!
Pa! Pa! Pa! Come on, Pa!
Pa!
Hey, Pa!
Yes, Bud, this really could mean something. If we knew where Flipper found it.
Flipper can take us there, Pa. I know it.
Now, Bud, there isn't enough
time. But I talked to Flipper, Pa.
Pa, Flipper saw that sub right here. I think he does understand.
Sandy.
Pa, he's telling us to come.
All right, we'll follow, but just for a few minutes. If we don't see something real quick.
He's gone. Just gone.
He isn't anywhere.
I'm sorry, boys. We're just not getting anywhere.
But, Pa.
And neither of you can be sure that Flipper isn't just, well, just playing in the sea. Isn't that true?
Yes, Pa, but...
I'm sorry. We're going back.
Rothwell. Rothwell.
Uh-huh.
You know what you said about me being the reason that you're alive today? It wasn't true.
It wasn't?
Mm-hmm. The real lifeguard on this beach is right out there.
Everyone loves the king of the sea. Ever so kind and gentle is he. Tricks he will do when children are near, and how they laugh when he's near. They call him Flipper, Flipper, faster than lightning. No one you see is smarter than he. And we know Flipper lives in a world full of wonder, lying there under, under the sea.
Thank you.